Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshall County Public Health Director, Sydney Gruel. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you making a little time for us and just chatting about healthcare here in Marshall County. I know last week you were on with Kyle, and you were talking how it was National Public Health Week. I feel like, you know, really, we only hear about the things that you do when, you know, the world is all coming to an end. There's a pandemic, there's Legionnaires' disease, but I'm sure there's a lot that you do outside of things, just like responding to diseases like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of the exact thing that public health does, or what most people think of public health is. We kind of are behind the scenes until something like an outbreak or things around the world happen, which is not bad, but it's also, you know, not good. We're here to help you no matter during an outbreak or just everyday life. So here in Marshall County, specifically, Marshall County Public Health provides a lot of different services to our local residents, but sometimes we even help people from other counties. So we provide vaccines for adults and for children through one of them is a federally funded program, so that's vaccines for children. And then we do the Iowa-funded vaccines for adults, and those are for certain people who qualify. And so that helps reduce the barriers and things for people to get immunized here in Marshall County as one of the things that we do. And then, of course, we do communicable disease follow-up, like you mentioned earlier, of Legionnaires' disease. But we also do other things that people might not know about, like E. coli, Salmonella, some of those other ones. So if you ever happen to get diagnosed with one of those, and you live in Marshall County, you'll get a call from me, and we'll kind of talk through those type of things. So we also work really closely with Marshall County Emergency Management to do preparedness activities. So prepare for any natural disasters, human disasters similar to like Legionnaires' disease, or, you know, partaking in things like getting ready for RAGBRAI and like the food safety aspect of that. So many, many different things and hats that public health wears.
Sydney, do you go around and talk to maybe different groups or organizations about maybe just healthcare topics, maybe something that could be specific towards them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we go to a lot of health fairs. So like in a couple weeks, we'll go to the MHS health fair for their students, and we'll talk about we do concussion safety, and we'll give them some mental health education, as well as last year we did, we showed them what Narcan looks like, as well as EpiPens, because, you know, a lot of people know kind of what an EpiPen is, but maybe they've never seen one. So we do education like that. We've gone to MCC and given talks just about general health care and, again, what Marshall County Public Health does, as well as gone to some senior residences and giving them some healthy talks, and as well as how they can access our services or even other community partners here in Marshall County.
Okay. So you said one of the things you do is work with Marshall County Emergency Management about preparedness. One thing I always ask Kim is to remind people like that winter prepared kit or summer prepared kit, you know, in case of an emergency. I think you're the right person to ask. What about just like a general first aid kit? What are some things that people, when putting together a first aid kit, they should put in there?
Oh, yeah, that's a great topic. Like you said, making sure you switch out from winter to spring, summer. There's a lot of great first aid kits out there, and you can have really extensive ones. As you saw, we have those stop the bleed kits. So maybe if you do a lot of like farming, or you work in a trade and you have those heavy machineries, or I was talking to somebody the other day who rides motorcycles and does a lot of trips. Having those, and maybe you get in a severe accident or you come up on one, you can help somebody else. But just, you know, your basic one for your car or to put in your car when you're traveling to those sporting events throughout the summer. Band-Aids, gauze, some triple antibiotic ointment, different things for stings or bites. Also, tick removers are a good thing to have, especially here in Iowa. And, you know, little things like that. And like I said, you can get them off Amazon. You can get them at Walmart. Depending on how big or how small you want, there's lots of good and different stuff. But also make sure you check them because things expire. And make sure you don't leave them out too often in the heat because it might affect the efficacy of different things like your Band-Aids or if there's any medication in there and things like that.
Yeah, you do want those Band-Aids to stick when you put them on. That's for sure. Okay, so all those things should probably also be at home with you, but are there any other things that you may recommend just having at home and on hand?
You know, it's always a good thing to maybe have some rubber gloves on hand. I know people use them for, like, cleaning, so you could get multi-purpose out of them, but, you know, in case somebody has, you know, a really bad gash or something, you know, you want to have proper PPE and protect yourself as well, so some rubber gloves. I know the, like, butterfly stitches are a good thing, you know, in case you do have a kiddo that hurts themselves while playing at home or even yourself if you're doing some yard work, just to, you know, help get yourself to some urgent care or emergency care, whatever it may be. Have those at home. There's many different things. Some hydrogen peroxide is always a good one. And, you know, like I said, check expiration dates. And then also make sure you have Tylenol, ibuprofen, things like that. There's different bite relief. I know we in my family use a lot of like Tigerex for those mosquito bites and things like that. So
Sydney, it's really starting to warm up here this week. We are going to see some basically storms just about every day, but people are going to be getting outside, and with RAGBRAI coming through town, I'm sure more people are going to be trying maybe do a leg of RAGBRAI and be out biking a little bit more. Mike, football coach, you should always tell us when we're spending more time outside, we want to start hydrating, you know, like the day before even that activity, so we're hydrated that next day. Is there some truth to what he was saying there? Should we get hydrated early if we have a big day planned outside the next day?
Absolutely. Make sure you stay hydrated, even especially like those participating in RAGBRAI, or if you're just going to be outside doing a lot of activities, make sure you're staying hydrated with proper things. You know, not drinking pop is not a fantastic idea, but making sure you're drinking things with those electrolytes to replenish that hydration, and especially if you're sweating. So things like that, water, and a couple days before, especially for, like you said, big events like RAGBRAI, but, you know, you want to make sure you're protecting yourself and replenishing the things that you're losing.
So one thing I remember as a kid going, trying to get outside and play with my friends, my mom would always stop me, you know, make sure I was covered, maybe sunscreen. Why is it important for people to be wearing sunscreen, especially now that, again, we're going to be spending much more time outside and in that sun?
You know, sunscreen protects us against the sun and those UV rays that can become harmful. And it especially protects you against those, you know, cancer rates, which we just had our cancer talk here about a month ago in Marshall County. And we're, you know, the second highest cancer state in the United States. So we want to protect ourselves from those skin cancer, and it also just ages your skin faster if you don't wear sunscreen or hats or things like that, and so it's important to wear that sunscreen, and we'll be working on, you know, providing those sunscreen to our local county partners here this summer again, hopefully through our sunscreen grant.
So you're telling me I can tell my girlfriend that it's okay for me to wear my big, you know, palm hat that she hates because it's only going to help my skin later in life?
Absolutely. Wear those big palm hats. Those are some of my favorite. You know, they're protecting not only your face, but, you know, your people forget about your ears and the back of your neck. And those are some thin areas of skin. So you can get sunscreen anywhere, or sunscreen, skin cancer anywhere. You can also put sunscreen anywhere. So it's important to protect all those places.
I've burned the top of my head when I cut my hair for the first time. So you can burn your scalp and it will peel, and it's not dandruff and it's not fun. So I'll tell you that for sure.
And I have thin, light hair, so I get it as well. It's that you can put some sunscreen in your hair, and there's, you know, effective and safe things, and make sure you put it on and reapply. That's the thing that people forget, especially if you're out doing water activities or sweating. You know, you have to reapply that sunscreen.
Yeah. So, Sydney, where is a good place for people to go online? I know sometimes you just put out information about things going on in our community. Where's a good place for people to go?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. It is kind of long, but it's Marshall County, Iowa Public Health Department. You can check that on Facebook. We also are on the county website, so marshallcountyia.gov. Just you'll have to go to public health and find that information, but Facebook's our best place. And then you can connect with us on there. Give us a call at our office, 641-844-2799. And our contact information is located on Facebook. And you can give us a call if you have any questions about vaccines or just other healthcare related information, or help get connected to other community partners.
Awesome. Well, Sydney, I appreciate everything you do across our county. So thank you for what you do, and I appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. Always a pleasure.